This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Florida has some of the easiest access in the country to government records and meetings. People have a right to access state documents like minutes for meetings between government officials, foster care files, or environmental studies. This is obviously helpful to reporters, lawyers, and investigators, but these records are available to anyone. And most government meetings, anyone can go. That's part of our Sunshine Laws. There are exceptions, 1,119 at last count. Each one is pretty specific, no social security numbers, no medical information. And every legislative session, there are bills that attempt to add more exceptions.
What is missing too frequently is legislation that improves our right of access rather than chipping away at our right of access.
Barbara Peterson is president of Florida's First Amendment Foundation, a nonprofit group that works to maintain access to government throughout the year, especially during the legislative session, which is now in full swing. I spoke with her in Tallahassee.
Florida is a little bit unique in the right to access, right to information from other states. Explain how we are different.
Well, first, and I think most importantly, we have a constitutional right of access. That's not true in most other states. So our public records law is one of the oldest in the country. It was enacted in 1909. Our open meetings law is one of the most progressive laws in the country. The other issue that a lot of people in other states don't really understand, under our constitution, only the legislature can create exceptions to the right of access.
So what are floating to the top of the list this session as things that you're watching?
Well, right now, we have a few exemptions that we're very concerned about. There is an exemption that would protect audio and video recordings that depict the killing of a person. On its face, that doesn't sound that alarming, but it's the definition of killing of a person that concerns us. It's everything that leads up to the death and everything that follows the death. So those disturbing images of police shootings where a suspect is running away, exempt under this bill. I don't know if you remember, but Martin Lee Anderson, the young boy who died in a juvenile boot camp over in the Panhandle, all of it captured on video. And as a result of that video becoming public, the boot camps were closed. The system was changed because the boy was being mistreated. So those are the kinds of videos that we think it important that the public have access to so that we, again, have the ability to hold those who are responsible accountable for their actions.
Are there any pieces of legislation that you're really excited about coming this session?
There are some that I could get excited about. There's a bill that would amend the Sunshine Law, our open meetings law, to clarify certain issues.
Sunshine laws prevent people from the same board or commission from meeting alone to talk about government business. They have to give advance notice, and it must be open for anyone to join. If two Broward County commissioners want to chat about an ordinance over coffee, well, we can all come too. So the proposed bill
makes it clear in the law that two members of a board or commission can socialize. That's the court's interpretation of our open meetings law. And so they're putting, they're codifying that. I had a question just last week because apparently there are two people who are running for office the same board who are married to one another. And we actually have an attorney general's opinion saying, yes, they can be married. So this bill attempts to codify and clarify current law, and I think it's a good bill.
That was Barbara Peterson, president of Florida's First Amendment Foundation, talking about what she's watching this legislative session. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.